summer is in full swing in Chicago. And the folks that put on the special events like Taste of Chicago and the Air and Water Show that we all love to go to are excited about the calendar of things to do for the second half of the summer. Mark Kelly is with us this morning, Commissioner at the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events of Chicago. Commissioner Kelly, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Steve, it's a pleasure to be here.
May have put some words in your mouth there. Are folks in your office excited about the lineup this summer?
Well, we start with Taste, which opens on Wednesday, and there's no question that this festival, it's been around for 35 years, but this is not your grandfather's Taste. This festival continues to bring just culinary and cultural delights of the highest order, and the festival continues to grow and emerge. I think it's going to be an incredible 5 days of great food, 75 restaurants, incredible music. I think our lineup, the critics are raving about the lineup. This is not state fair music. This is cutting edge, strong, credible artists, both from Chicago and around the world. And then it's filled with puppet parades and summer dance and the power of Chicago artists on the street level. It's going to be a great 5 days.
What is different this year from last year?
Well, there's all kinds of things that are different. Everything from the Taste Oasis. So if you get too hot, there's a ticketed event where you can go into an air-conditioned tent, and there's an open bar, and there's tasty food offered, and just a nice respite from the great festival that surrounds it. We have a great lineup for the Goose Island stage. So this is a new stage. It was called the Bud Light stage. Sounded a little generic. The Goose Island stage will be the best music coming out of Chicago in every genre. And many of these bands had a battle to get to this stage. We're bringing summer dance into Taste. So summer dance is one of the, it's the largest social dance program in the country. And we're bringing another stage to Taste. Imagine 5,000 people dancing to house or salsa or stepping right in front of Buckingham Fountain. And then the list just goes on. There's just going to be lots of great programs. And I shouldn't leave out, we have 25 new restaurants. We have the greatest diversity in the food that we've ever had at Taste. Some of the great restaurants of Chicago have signed up. Arun's Thai restaurant, a Revere Thai restaurant, its first time ever in Taste. And that's just a small sampling.
There had been, this had changed, I think, from years ago, how we remember seeing Taste. And I remember some people saying when this changed that, oh, this is going to be the end of Taste of Chicago. But it really hasn't been, has it? How have you adapted to the sort of the new rundown? And what do you say to those naysayers?
Oh, come to Taste. If you haven't been to Taste, or if you think you know Taste because you were there 10 or 15 years ago, you're in for a wonderful surprise, because it's a festival that's continued to push forward. I would argue it's Chicago's great festival today. So Chicago is filled with festivals, whether it's Pitchfork or Lollapalooza, or the list just goes on. Every weekend, the city is filled with festivals. But I don't think there's any festival that captures the heart and soul of Chicago, that just the diversity of those in attendance. It's amazing. It's a festival that defies type, or it everyone in the city, and then tens and tens of thousands of tourists all come together. And it's a festival that is now filled with street level performance and art. Just the 3 p.m. March of the Puppets every day wafting through the audience. I hope it's an image that helps you understand this is not a festival resting on its laurels, but yet it continues to honor the great tradition of Taste centered on food. It's going to be a fun 5 days.
You mentioned that there is a festival every weekend, and it's almost in every neighborhood, or it probably is in every neighborhood. What are the logistics that go into planning and getting all of these festivals off the ground successfully?
Well, I think we can take great pride in the city that with so many festivals that we host, they go off largely without a hitch, and I think that's partially a credit to both Mayor Rahm Emanuel's administration and our shepherding all these events. So every event in the city needs to be permitted, and that permitting process ensures that that festival, that special event, is organized and all issues of safety and logistics are attended to, so that it brings delight to the audience but does not unduly put pressure on the city. And I think it's fair to say that we largely accomplished that, and that these festivals make this a great city. Imagine Chicago without every weekend just 5, 6, 8 festivals across the city, bringing creative energy to the street.
You've mentioned Taste of Chicago and Summer Dance, but there are a couple of ongoing, festivals or celebrations that happen. We've got the Summer Music Series that's ongoing and the film series as well. Both of these are pretty well attended, aren't they?
So we manage the programming of Riverwalk, we manage Millennium Park and the Cultural Center, and then many of these festival events. So DCase alone, we have an audience of over 25 million people attending just our events. I'm not talking about all the other events in the city. So this week we'll have, on Tuesday, as part of our film series in Millennium Park, we'll have Man on the Wire. It won the Oscar for Best Documentary several years ago. And it's the story about a crazed artist who literally found a way for the in the then Twin Towers to walk on a wire between those towers. And to begin the film, we'll have a Wandella up on a wire at Millennium Park showing what a tightrope artist can do. And Tuesday also, we'll be hosting on the Riverwalk the second the procession of all the lanterns along the Riverwalk at 8:30 at night, and then all through the summer we have the 60th annual Chicago Air and Water Show on August 18th and 19th. In our music series, I want to point out we have Willie Colon, who is the master of salsa music, one of the greatest artists on the globe, will be performing for free on Monday, July 23rd at Millennium Park. And the list goes on. And I can't leave out something I'm very proud of. The 40th Annual Chicago Jazz Festival goes from 5 days to 12 days. There's going to be 14 different events across the city in many of our neighborhoods, and then 5 days of music in Millennium Park. Imagine an audience of 300,000 with guests coming from across the world to join us in to celebrate this great Chicago musical form.
And some of the headliners this year, Ramsey Lewis, Orbert Davis, Diane Reeves, Kurt Elling. So it's going to be a great jazz festival.
Yeah, and this will be Ramsey's last public performance in his hometown of Chicago. So that's going to be an incredibly important and special moment for him and for us.
The 60th Annual Air and Water Show, you mentioned August 18th and 19th. Who is it this year? Is it the Thunderbirds this year?
Headliners include the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds and the U.S. Army Golden Knights. A lot of fun there, and that's the largest free show of its kind. So many of these events, Taste is the largest free food festival in the country, and the Air and Water Show, again, largest of its kind. So it's easy to take all these events for granted, because many of them have been with us for so long, but that they're all free, that they eat all these festivals, events continue to emerge and to shift and become stronger over time. It's part of what makes us a great city.
What kind of corporate help are you getting? I'm guessing that a lot of that success has to do with corporate help as well.
Well, I think just an example of that is the Goose Island Stage, back to the renaming of the Bud Light Stage, the Goose Island Stage. We couldn't put on all of these great musical acts without their support, and that's true for all of our festivals, to have our sponsors. We have the Lifeway Kitchen, where each day we'll have the great chefs of Chicago coming in, and they'll be talking about their creation of food. And without Lifeway as a sponsor, we couldn't do that. The CH Distillery Lounge is part of Taste. These are all just small examples of the scores of sponsors who come forward as our partners to make these events happen.
Commissioner Kelly, we wish you the best for the rest of the summer here. Hopefully all of these events will go off without a hitch, and we appreciate you being with us this morning here on The Opening Bell.
Well, Steve, I'm confident they'll go without a hitch, and most exciting, the weather looks pretty darn good for this week for Taste, so I hope everyone will join us.
All right.
And thank you for talking to me.
Mark Kelly, who's the commissioner at the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events for Chicago. You can find more at cityofchicago.org/dcase and follow them on Twitter as well for lots of updates at Chicago D Case.